friends to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price, and we're always happy to say it's Inspirational Truth time once again. And I greet you, as always, in the blessed name of Christ, my Savior. And all, friend, I want Him to be yours. He can be yours. In fact, He came to be yours, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. Well, look, God has blessed us with a great day, has He not? The Bible teaches us this is the day the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it, and I hope that you are. Besides that, friend, we're blessed. We are blessed even when we don't feel like it. When we're not aware of it, listen, friend, we are absolutely blessed in so many ways. God has graced us and blessed us with so many blessings. Well, I'm glad that you tuned in. I trust that our time together will be a blessing. I want to bring glory to God, but I want to be a blessing to you, my friend. I certainly do. I don't take this for granted. Don't take the privilege of being on these radio stations that I'm on, being able to share the gospel that the Lord has given to us and to fulfill the calling God has put in my life. How great and grand that is. And I thank all of those that make it possible. That includes you because you're listening. Well, I've turned my Bible to the book of 2 Timothy chapter 1. I'm going to begin reading in, along about verse 7, I believe it is, and I'll share the message with you down to about verse 12. We'll take the text out of verse 12, the good Lord willing, a very familiar passage of Scripture, and I trust that it'll be a blessing. But before I do that, Deb's got a song tuned up, ready to go. The title of it is, I've Got It All. And listen, friend, if you're in Christ Jesus, you've got Him as your Savior. Guess what? You've got it all. I'll be back in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 1 in just a moment.
This weary soul had a long game, needing a place of belonging. I searched the world, never finding, until the
because of what it says. If you've got Christ Jesus, you've got everything you need. Without a doubt, you and I have everything we need because We've got Him. Listen, friend, in Christ, the Bible says, we're complete in Him. How wonderful that is. Thank you, Debbie, for that wonderful, wonderful song. What a blessing. It stirs my heart every time I hear it. Friend, I've opened my Bible. So I told you the book of 2 Timothy chapter 1. I'm going to begin reading in verse 7, and I'm going to read pretty quickly down to verse 12. And 12 is the verse I want to take the text from, although we're going to pull some things out of all of these verses. It said, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. And boy, I'll tell you what, friend, listen, we're not long past our COVID days at the beginning of this program. Those of us remember that without a doubt. Listen, we need to be sound in mind, do we not? Especially in days like this. Be not therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, His prisoner. But, He said, but be thou partaker of the affliction of the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to works, not according to our works, but according to His own pleasure and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus. Watch this next phrase. Before the world began. He said, but now is made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles. Here's the verse I wanted to get to. For the which cause I sever these things. Nevertheless, he said, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Boy, I'll tell you what, that's the verse I want to take my text from. Look, he said, look, nevertheless, it doesn't matter what comes before that. He said, nevertheless, he said, I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him. I'm going to talk to you today for a little while about living with assurance. Boy, I'll tell you what, friend, there's nothing like having assurance. I like Fanny Crosby's song, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. I like that song, don't you? I like the message of it. I like the theology of it. I like the truth of it. And what a great truth. Listen now, friend, what a great truth we ought to live in. And you say, preacher, can we live with the assurance? Listen, the Word of God teaches we shouldn't live without it. I mean to tell you, friend, we've got to know so salvation. You don't have to guess so. You don't have to just hope so. And I know hope's a good word. It's a great word without a doubt. But let me tell you what, there are some words that trump it. There's a few words that cap it. There's a few words, friend, bless God. I'll tell you what, listen, that are a little better than just that word hope. And one of them is assurance. I'm glad to know that I'm in Christ and Christ is in me. I'm glad to know that I know my name's in the Lamb's Book of Life. I'm glad to know that I've got the Spirit of God within me as an internal witness letting me know that I'm His and He is mine. But again, I want to preach about through this passage for a little while today about living with assurance. You know, I'm talking to a lot of people without a doubt that has assurance or insurance. Excuse me. I mean to tell you that it's almost a necessity in our life to have insurance on certain things. You can't drive without it. I mean, you can, but you get lots and lots of trouble if you're in an accident. We have insurance on our cars. We've got insurance on our homes, without a doubt. If you're a homeowner, friend, you've got insurance. How wonderful it is. I mean, it's important. It's important to have. I know it's an expense. I know it's costly. I know it's even at times to seem like a great burden, but listen, when you need it, it comes in pretty handy. I mean, when you cash in, when you make a claim, when you call your agent and said, all right, now listen, I want you to prove to me that you're the good neighbor that you said that you are, that you've got my back like the buck says that he does. Whoever you've got your insurance with, it doesn't matter to me. You can have to that green lizard if you like as far as that goes. That old general, thank God. Listen, it's good when you need it to have insurance, but oh, it's better to have blessed insurance and to know without a doubt that Jesus is yours. Look what Paul said in verse 7, he said, for God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. You know what we need to be? We need to be aware, without a doubt. We need to be aware. aware. Thank God. I'll tell you what, friend, this hour that we live in, we need to be honest. We need to be honest and aware of what's going on around us. But wait just a minute. Paul's not giving us a spirit of fear. Paul said God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Now look, let me say some things about fear. Fear is a normal thing, and it's a natural emotion. And look, I'm going to tell you something, friend. It'd be wrong not to fear certain things. Do you hear me? I'll explain, I think, what Paul was trying to tell us. Look, I've got a fear of a lot of things. I fear snakes. I hate a snake. Hate a snake. Friend, I'd fear a lion if I'd get around in a bush country where a lion was. And even if I had a gun, I'd be afraid without a doubt. I would fear other things without a doubt. I would give you a funny on saying something about fearing someone, but I'm afraid they'd take it the wrong way. So I'll just leave that go. I mean, look, friend, what I'm trying to say is it'd be wrong at times not to fear. But here, I believe, is what Paul is trying to communicate in the message. He says, listen, friend, we ought not to fear to the degree that it inhibits us or stops us from doing what God has called us to do. Paul was saying, in essence, don't be controlled by your emotion. Boy, I tell you, emotions are great things, are they not? I mean, to tell you, it's natural fear, but it's wrong not to fear at times. I've already said we're not to be controlled by our emotions. We're not to let them make us to be a coward. You see what I mean, preacher? Well, look, let me tell you something about faith and courage. And they're similar in many ways. Hey, listen, faith isn't the absence of fear, but faith is obedience. Even in the face of fear, friend, faith is doing what we know God would call us to do, even when the circumstances are not perfect or free of any kind of resistance or problems. How that may be the outcome for us being obedient. Listen, friend, it ought not to stifle us. It ought not to keep us on the sideline. But I'll tell you what, friend, we ought to be obedient. We ought to be obedient. That's what the Apostle Paul said. Paul was saying to Timothy, listen, son, I know you're given to a little weaker constitution than what I am. Oh, look, don't let fear get the best of you. Hey, listen, you might have fear and it might be well founded, but don't let it stop you from doing the will of God from your heart. That thing which God has called you to do. Listen, friend, listen, just be disciplined. Make up your mind. Make good decisions and get on with the calling that God has laid in your life. Hey, live with assurance, but be aware. Now, look at verse 8. He said, and I want you to be ready. He said, be not there, thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor even of me as prisoners, but be thou partaker of the affliction of the gospel according to the power of God. Boy, I'm glad he put that according to the power of God phrase in there, are you not? Listen, Paul said, listen, I'm a prisoner. He said, be not therefore ashamed of the testimony of the Lord, nor of me his prisoner. Look, let me tell you, Paul saw beyond a dungeon down in Rome. Paul saw beyond the maritime prison that no doubt that he was a captive in. Paul saw beyond the fact that he was waiting Nero's chop block. Paul saw beyond the emperor that was in rule in that world of that day. Oh, listen, Paul said, I'll tell you what, I hear the chains rattle every time my feet move. I hear the chains rattle. Bless God when I turn over at night. Oh, listen, friend, I'm not living, friend, a prisoner of man. I'm a prisoner of love. I'm a prisoner of the Lord. You know what Paul said in the book of Ephesians chapter 4 verse 1? I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord. I believe, if I remember right, the book of that he wrote there, the book of Ephesians, is one of those prison epistles. Paul said, hey, let me tell you what, I'm a prisoner of the Lord. I'm a prisoner of His love. Just throw away the key if you want to. I'm just happy right here where I'm at. Boy, we get to that place. Now listen, bless God, the devil can't do anything with us, can he not? Look, it looked like he was a prisoner of Nero, a prisoner of the state, a prisoner in a bad way. But Paul said, listen, I'm freer than a lot of people. I bless God that don't have these changes. So how do you get that, preacher? You remember when Paul was preaching before Agrippa? and he preached that great gospel, a message. Paul said, listen, after Agrippa said, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian, Paul said, I would not almost, but altogether be as I am, except these bonds. Paul, friend, I believe, was the freest man in that place that day, though he was bound down and bound up with chains. Listen, afflictions are real. There are many that suffer the cause of Christ in this world today. There have been multitudes of martyrs in the days past, and they tell me how the last century we've had more martyrs than any other time in Christian history past. And let me tell you something, friend, the way it looks like that it's going in America, the direction we're headed in America, how that afflictions and persecutions would be on the rise from here on in unless God graces us. Hey, listen, friend, you know what we need to do? We need to get lost in His love and realize how that these things come to us for the glory of God. Look what it goes on to say in verse 9, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His purpose and grace which was given us in Christ. Boy, like this before the world began. Thank God. He said, now listen, I want you to know we're not only to be aware, we're to be ready to suffer, but we're to be thankful. Thank God for the salvation that God has given us, for that grace that God manifested for us before the world began. I don't know about you, but I'm glad we're not saved by works. It's not, friend, our salvation is a product of what we've done. It's because of what He's done. You and I, friend, are just recipients of that grace. All the grace of God, listen, friend, has not come as a result of our works. How about the work that Christ did for us at Calvary? Oh, when He died as our substitute, when He died not only for us, but as us. And oh, that allowed God, listen, friend, to supply grace to us, to give us what we did not deserve. And listen now, He has called us to a holy calling. Thank God what He's done for us is holy. And you know what He expects us to be? He expects us to be holy. Thank God. I'm glad for that, aren't you? We aren't to live any old way that we please. We've been bought with a price. We're not our own. And you know what we ought to do? Thank God we ought to live as holy as He is holy. I've got to go because time's short. Not only are we to be aware, be ready, be thankful, but we ought to be understanding. Listen, verses 10 and 11. He said, but is now manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles. Boy, I'll tell you, that's a great statement, is it not? Hey, Paul should be understanding how that this thing that we have called salvation, it was made manifest by Jesus Christ. I mean to tell you, friend, listen. When Jesus came and died, when He lived and died as the Savior of the world, you know what He did? He abolished death. You know what that means? Listen, He made death of none effect. Hey, if you're saved, say amen. Thank God. You know what Jesus did for you and I? He removed the sting of death. Now, we all may die that I'm talking to. I'm looking though for a hole in the sky, not one in the ground. That's exactly right. I believe Jesus is coming. Believe He's coming soon, and I believe the rapture generation is alive and well. Now look, I'm getting some age on me. I'm not all that old, but I'm older than I've ever been at 69 at the making of this program. But can I tell you something, friend? I'm going to live on and on and on. I may face death. I may have to walk through the door of death. But thank God, I'll fear no evil. Hallelujah. How wonderful that is. You see, He's made a way. He's made a way, friend, for sinners like me and you to avoid that awful second death, that separation eternally from God. I'm glad to know, friend, that I've got something to be thankful for. I've got something to be understanding about. Hey, I want you to know that Christ came and abolished death. I'm talking about eternal death. God has made a way for sinners like me and you to be saved. And oh, friend, we don't have to suffer. We don't have to suffer that eternal separation from God. But let's look at verse 12 and then I'll be done. We're not only to beware, be ready, be thankful, be understanding, but we're to live confident. We're to be confident for, listen what Paul said, for the which cause also suffer these things. Paul said, I'm here because I've been obedient, because I've not been called up by that thing called fear and emotion. I've not let them guide me. Hey, I've felt the sting of the whip, and I've felt the a bruise of the rod. I know what it's like to be shipwrecked in the night and the day in the deep, in perils in every way that you can imagine. But he said, wait just a minute. Wait just a minute. Thank God. Listen, I wouldn't change a thing. I'd continue preaching. I'd continue walking. I'd continue going for the Lord. He said, why, preacher? Well, here it is. He said, for I'm not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed and am persuaded he's able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Thank God. Listen, we ought to live with assurance because we can be confident. We can live with absolute knowledge. How wonderful that knowledge is, a wonderful thing. Do you know that? I mean to tell you, it's a powerful thing. Hey, when there are questions looming in my mind and in my life, it disturbs me. And even, friend, look, even when it's a bad diagnosis, even when the news isn't what I'd wanted, even when it's a battle before me, when I get the information, it does me good to know what I'm fighting. I mean, if I can put a label on it, if I can put a name on it, it just does something positive for me. I mean to tell you, knowledge is an absolute wonderful thing. And I want you to know, sinner friend, I bless God, if you put your trust and faith in Christ, if you deposit your soul into His hands, I'm going to tell you the Word of God says He'll keep you. You know what Paul said? You know what Paul said? He said, listen, he said this. He said, I know whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. Paul was confident that his position was fixed. He was in Christ. Thank God, Christ was in him, and there wasn't anything the enemy could do about it. Isn't that amazing? Thank God, he was immovable. I like that. I like that old song we sing on occasion. I shall not be moved. You know what? That comes from a couple of verses of Scripture out of one of the Psalms where the writer said, look, he's my rock and I shall not be greatly moved. And he goes on just a couple of verses later and said, wait just a minute. Wait just a minute. Thank God I've rethought this. Let me write another verse. Hey, friend, he said, look, I shall not be moved. Thank God. Look, we're on the rock. We may weeble on the rock. We may wobble on the rock, but the rock never weebles and wobbles under us. We're safe. We're secure in Him and on Him. You say, how can we be, preacher? What's the key to this? Look, I at times I'm up and I'm down, like that old spiritual says. Sometimes I'm up, sometimes I'm down. But still my soul is heaven bound. Swing low, sweet chariot. Hey, can I tell you, friend, look, we all have states that fluctuate. We have a standing, a position that's eternal. It's unchanging. It's permanent. Thank God. But every now and then, the state that we're in, where we're at and how we are, we fluctuate. I mean, we might fluctuate like as often as the wind blows and whatnot. But let me tell you what the key to this is. Paul said, listen, Paul said, I'm persuaded that He is able to keep that which I've committed unto Him. Paul said, I've done my part. Paul said, I've repented of my sin. I've realized that I was lost. I met the Master. I met the Savior. And you know what I did? I repented. And by faith, I received Him. I asked Him to save me. I asked Him to deliver me. I asked Him what He would have me to do for Him. For Him. And you know what? Ever since I've done that, Paul said, look, I've deposited my soul in the hands of a faithful keeper. He's guarding it. He's keeping me. He says, look, I'm just letting the captain of my salvation do His work. I'm letting Him guard me against the enemy, guard me against the thief, guard me against anything and anyone that'll come against me. Thank God. Paul had entrusted his soul to the only one that could keep him, the only one that could do, bless God, what needed to be done. And that gave Paul assurance. assurance. That gave him a confidence. I bless God that was unshakable. It was just simply straight out. Listen, we can live with assurance. Do you hear me? We can live with the assurance. What are you living with? Are you living with fear every day? Are you living with fear and doubt? Question, oh bless God, let me ask you something. If you've never come to Christ, if you've never repented of your sin, you don't have any assurance of anything. How about a Christless eternity? Your part in the devil's hell, your part, bless God, with that group that will be eternally separated from God. But if you've been saved, thank God, if you bowed at an altar of prayer, if you said, God, listen, have mercy on me, a sinner, I'll tell you, you can live with the assurance. You can live with confidence. How about bless God, when Jesus comes, you're going, and until He comes, He's going to keep you. Oh, friend, listen, we ought to live with the assurance that the Word of God says that we can live here. Let's start today rejoicing in the Lord and in the work that He's done, the calling that He's called us to, and the grace that He's saved us by. Let's rejoice until the next time.
You are my Savior.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at the same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 1-0004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 1-0004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. Or on the web at TOMANDDEBBIE at InspirationalTruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at InspirationalTruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ear. Now until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.